T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:30 now. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier has signed an executive order creating a task force to combat opioid and methamphetamine abuse.
The task force created Thursday will be headed by leaders of 16 state agencies and will also include medical and law enforcement personnel with expertise on substance abuse. Collier said that the opioid and meth epidemics are, quote, very real in Kansas. The task force will examine other state strategies to determine what works and what doesn't before laying out a plan of action for Kansas. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The personal information of thousands of Kansans was released by mistake. The Department of Aging and Disability Services says it became aware late last month that an employee sent an unauthorized email with Social Security numbers, Medicaid identification numbers, and other personal information to 11,000 Kansans, of 11,000 Kansans to its business partners. The department said it has no evidence the information was misused or disclosed publicly. Governor Jeff Collier spoke with reporters.
My understanding at this point is that the breach was very limited in scope and that it was all kept contained.
News of the breach came minutes before representatives in the House debated two cybersecurity bills. One bill would hold agency heads accountable for any breaches. A spokeswoman says the employee involved in the mistake has been let go from the department.
Public school students in West Virginia still in limbo.
Schools in all 55 of the state's counties will remain closed today due to a stalemate in giving teachers, among the lowest paid in the country, a raise. An agreement in principle was reached with the legislature and governor earlier this week, but Republicans in the state Senate Thursday refused to take up House-approved legislation to grant teachers a 5% pay raise. Outside the Senate chamber, hundreds of protesters chanted, "Pass that bill." Republicans say they need to be fiscally responsible and address the teachers' main concern, rising health insurance costs. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Delta Airlines may feel the wrath of Georgia's state lawmakers, who were publicly upset over the Atlanta-based airline's decision to end discount deals for members of the National Rifle Association in response to boycott calls following the Florida school shooting.
Delta had lobbied Georgia's legislators hard for a sales tax exemption on jet fuel, thinking it could save the airline, which bases flights at Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, a whopping $50 million annually. But the air carrier drew the ire of Republicans in the state government when it announced that, like United Airlines, it was ending a discount for NRA members flying to the association's annual meetings. A tax bill passed Thursday omitted the sought-after tax exemption. While Governor Nathan Deal says he wasn't in favor of punishing Delta, he won't veto the bill because it includes tax breaks for consumers. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new 32,000-square-foot hangar will be constructed on Airport Road to the east of Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport. It will house the B-29 aircraft known as Doc. Wichita Director of Airports Victor White tells KNSS News the building will have retail shops and will be a museum and educational center.
They're going to have exhibits and interactive things for STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math education, so that kids can come out, school kids, whatever, on field trips and learn about those kind of how things are designed, how things are built, and how they're operated and maintained. So really tie it together to an educational center as well.
Victor White is our guest this weekend on Issues 2018. Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Once again, it's a chilly morning for us in Wichita, but it will feel more spring-like by this afternoon. Sunshine and windy at times. In fact, some gusts may be up to 30, even 35 miles per hour this afternoon, or high 63. Clear tonight, not quite as cool with a low 44. We'll stay windy again on Saturday with a high 65. Could see a thunderstorm late Sunday with a high 63. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 32 degrees, and we've got a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted. Breezy day across Kansas Thursday Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 58 degrees. Normal high is 53.
Pretty nice.
Wichita recorded a wind gust yesterday of 35 miles per hour. How about that? It is March, and that means the wind is going to blow. A New Jersey man
as
who,
opposed to what other month in Wichita?
Yeah, true.
Kansas,
and
wind blows every month
here. The people of the South wind or some such stuff. You know, if wind blows every day here. A New Jersey man who got drunk in West Virginia and mistakenly ordered a $1,635 Uber ride back to his home state of New Jersey says the experience was crazy.
Uh-oh.
NJ.com reported that Kenny Backman thought he was taking an Uber to where he was staying near West Virginia University's campus. But when his driver woke him up 2 hours into the more than 300-mile journey to New Jersey, Backman says he didn't know what was happening or who the driver was. The trip was made more expensive because Backman gave the driver money for tolls and ordered an Uber XL, which can hold up to six passengers. Says he tried to challenge the fare with Uber but ended up paying it.
If you're too drunk to know what you're doing,
yeah,
that's on you, man.
Gave the driver 5 stars. So.
Good. Yeah, well, the driver did what he was told.
Trying to help out. Said, hey, are you woke him up. You still want to go there? Well, yeah. Anyway.
Took him to the address. Yeah.
You have to take some responsibility for your inebriation is my take on that, Ted. 7:35 now with Stephen Ted. Just a quick comment or I guess about our top story this morning involving a 6-year-old girl left sleeping in the back of a car while her mom went into the laundromat and somebody stole the car. This could have had some very, very bad endings to it. And again, it goes back to how many people do that? How many people leave their keys in their car? I never do.
A lot of people do.
Do you do that?
I've never done that. Ever.
Oh, man. You know, we built our new garage here, a couple, 3 years ago at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I left my car in there, and I thought, and I pulled the door down, and I didn't think much about it. Somebody got into the side door, third or fourth day, got into my car and took the CDs out of the car. Right there in, I don't know who it was, somebody in the neighborhood. So I learned I got to lock the door to my garage.
Right.
And at the same time, I never get out of, when I leave my car in my garage, I lock the car.
Yeah.
The car is locked, the garage is locked. And, you got a 6-year-old kid, you got to have a little more, I don't know. Maybe I'm blaming the wrong person for this, but,
I don't think you are.
First of all, I would never leave one of my children sleeping in a car.
Nope.
By themselves.
No.
Nope. Anywhere,
you
anytime.
Cannot do that.
Can't do it. It's not part of parenthood. Anyway, we were fortunate that this story had somewhat of a happy ending, I guess. In fact, a very happy ending. Nobody got hurt. Now, a big deal coming up less than 4 hours from now. At 11 o'clock this morning, the doors open for Outdoor Living and Landscape Show 2018.
Opening day is here.
At Century 2 Convention Center and in the convention hall. It's bigger and better than ever, Ted. It's been going on today, Saturday, and Sunday.
Big 3-day event starts today.
You got a shuttle if you want to park over to, at the LD Stadium. You can shuttle over there and take a bus over there. A lot of great things going on. You got mowers, tractors, lawn equipment, garden tools, hot tubs and pools, outdoor kitchens, patio rooms, fencing, garden art, greenhouses and nurseries, tons of landscapers, and, of course, plenty of display gardens. Now,
everything outdoor you can think of, it'll be there.
Not only that, you can get a selfie taken with a couple of dinosaurs. No, we're not talking about Steve and Ted, although that's probably possible, too.
Although that might apply. But.
4 animatronic audio-enabled dinosaurs headed for the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show, and they will be at the Suburban Landscape Management booth.
Now, that is going to be fantastic.
Cool. I understand. They're very, very cool. And, again, you can get your selfie taken with them.
Up close with the dinosaurs right there. Take selfies.
Or Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5, Ted and I are going to be down there. You can have a selfie taken with these two dinosaurs as well. Wouldn't that be a treat?
That's a win-win right there.
We look forward to the show every day, year. It's our station's intercom puts it on, and in cooperation with so many, many fine vendors and merchants around town, it gets bigger and bigger every year. So excited about it. The hours today are 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Century 2 Expo Hall and Convention Hall And you are invited to come down and see us and have a good time.
It's Wichita's huge outdoor festival in early March we host every
This kicks off spring.
Outdoor living and landscape.
This kicks off spring officially in Wichita and South Central Kansas. So you need to
be looking forward to it.
We are, as we always do. All right, it's the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show. It starts at 11 o'clock this morning. Be there. Time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
741, Steve and Ted. Coming up, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita is getting ready for a big basketball tournament, and Bill's going to tell us about it. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.